The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Yes, 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 yes. I want to send out a huge thank you to Vic in Columbus and Alberta in Lithopolis. God bless you, Vic. And Alberta, and because they called 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, we are now under $2,000 away from our goal of $12,000 to send Bibles to Asia. God bless you, Vic. God bless you, Alberta. Thank you. We are now under $2,000 away from our goal. God bless you, Vic and Alberta. They just called 800-YES-WORD. I am just so grateful for your generous gifts, both of you. We were just stuck. Well, we're unstuck. And every time somebody starts and other people give, and now I'm asking you to call 800-YES-WORD. 800-YES-WORD. We're $1,975 away from our goal. Under $2,000. The finish line is in sight. And again, I hope nothing I said in the last hour and a half came across as I was scolding this audience. No. The fact that we are now over $10,000. Why would I scold you? This is miraculous. In the times that we're living in now, a radio audience in Columbus, Ohio would give over $10,000? No, I'm not scolding you. But I desperately want to reach this goal. Because every single Bible touches at least 15 individuals. Every Bible touches at least 15 individuals. So your gift of $5 normally would provide one Bible. That's 15 people. But because there's a matching grant and every dollar you give will be doubled, every dollar you give will be doubled, a $5 gift provides two Bibles and impacts at least 30 individual people. There is no better investment on planet Earth. Many, 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 many people have put their life savings in the stock market, and they have watched that crumble in the last 2 weeks. Many people have lost thousands of dollars in the stock market. It will come back. We don't know how long, but sooner or later, eventually, it will come back. But right now, people have literally lost multiplied thousands of dollars. Let me tell you something. If you invest in God's word, you will never lose. Read Isaiah 55 sometimes. The word of God never returns void. Never. God said in Isaiah 55, my word will perform that which he deems to do. The word of God always bears fruit. The word of God always succeeds. So you say, I can only give $5. Well, with a matching grant, that's two Bibles and 30 individuals. At least it will be impacted. So anyway, I am just thrilled that we're now past that $2,000 mark. We're under $2,000. And I'm asking you right now to call 800-YES-WORD. I believe it would be possible to reach our goal by the end of the program today. Probable? I don't know. But it's possible. 800-YES-WORD. Whatever amount you can give provides Bibles. Life-changing Bibles. The Word of God. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. We've got Vic, Alberta. Would it be possible for us to have five people call between now and the top of the hour? Just five. Whatever the amount. I believe it's possible to have five more people between now and the top of the hour call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or go online. I don't believe anybody's given online today. Let me go to that website and hit refresh. Nope, nobody online today. So maybe you could be first online at thewordcolumbus.com. Click on the Fan the Flames. That's what the campaign is called, Fan the Flames Bible League. Five people between now and the top of the hour. I think we can do it. All right, here's some really good news. Good news. And again, everybody's getting so creative. The Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter down in Kentucky. And by the way, if you have not been to either or both, as soon as things straighten out, you need to go. They're both closed right now. The Ark Encounter and the Creation Museum are both closed because of the coronavirus. But if you haven't gone, as soon as they open back up, make your plans to go. But right now, they're offering Facebook Live talks from both of the sites. I just got the news release today. Listen to this, and I think this is just so cool. With a rapidly changing coronavirus situation, Answers in Genesis announced over the weekend that it had to temporarily close its two attractions, the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter. While the museum and Ark are closed, Answers in Genesis will be offering special programs streamed live from the attractions, providing programming for families. Your kids are home. You can't go to school. What a great thing to do. These will be live streaming events from the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter. Quote, with so many students and parents remaining at home right now, they will be able to view free live streams of science labs, behind-the-scenes tours, live animal encounters, lectures, and more. Quote, with millions of Americans essentially confined at home, Answers in Genesis will provide them and others a live stream four times a day on Ken Ham's Facebook page every weekday with special programs on the weekends. 10 a.m., science experiments for kids at the Creation Museum's laboratory. 12 p.m., Answers in Genesis speaker to give Bible science presentations from the museum. 3 p.m., live animal encounters from either the Ark Zoo or Museum Zoo with a specialist zookeeper. 7 p.m., Ken Ham will conduct special behind-the-scenes tours to reveal places, information not normally available to the public, and also give sneak peeks of new exhibits being planned. So if you want to know more, go to creationmuseum.org or arkencounter.com. creationmuseum.org or arkencounter.com. Got that? You get all the schedule, all of the details. What a great thing. Live streaming from the museum and the Ark, creationmuseum.org and arkencounter.com. Make sure you get that straight, org and com. creationmuseum.org and arkencounter.com. And just a reminder, we are trying to do our best to support small local businesses. If you have a small business and you're still open and providing services, why don't you give us a call at 877-BOB-LIVE. We'll be happy to put you on the air and tell all of our listeners about your business, the contact information. We want to support you. So if you have a small business here in Central Ohio, give me a call, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. If you're a little shy and don't want to go on the air, send me an email, bob@bobtalk.com. Name of your business, the details, and I will pass that along to our listeners. We want to support you, the small businesses in our community. So call me, 877-BOB-LIVE, or send me an email, bob@bobtalk.com.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
These are crazy, crazy days medically, politically, nationally. But boy, there is a bright spot, and that's our listeners. You have stepped up big time, and you've given over $10,000. Over $10,000 to provide Bibles for Asia. And I got another hero. Vic started it today in Columbus, and then Alberta in Lithopolis, and then just moments ago, Cody and Janet in Edison. Cody and Janet in Edison just called 800-YES-WORD. 800-262-5483. I was asking God for five before the top of the hour. We've had three. Vic, Alberta, Cody, and Janet. Can we have at least two more? 800-YES-WORD. We are getting closer and closer to our goal of $12,000. That's 2,400 Bibles without the match. If we include the match, that's 4,800 Bibles. We're getting closer. We are under $2,000 now. And every dollar helps. Every single dollar helps. And please remember, every dollar you give is doubled. 800-YES-WORD. Two more people before we sign off. Whatever the amount, that's up to you, but we are under $2,000 away from our goal. 800-YES-WORD. Who will be the next hero? And I mean hero. I mean seriously, hero. During some of the worst economic times in our country's history, we'll give so that people you will never meet until you get to heaven will get a Bible. I call that heroes. 800-YES-WORD. 800-262-54. Whoops, no. I'm giving my number. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. Nancy Pelosi gave a press conference about an hour or so ago, marking the 10th anniversary of Obamacare. Yes, Obamacare, if you will remember, was a step towards nationalization of health care. Yep, a step towards nationalization of health care. The Trump administration has been trying to turn that back and cancel out Obamacare. The Trump administration does not want nationalized health care. Well, here's one of the reasons why. Italy has nationalized health care. In fact, before this coronavirus, many liberal leftists in the U.S. Congress were pointing to Italy as a model of what America needs to do. Remember that? Italy. If we could just have nationalized healthcare like Italy. Take a look at the situation in Italy right now. Italy is ground zero for the coronavirus. More people are dying in Italy than any other place on planet Earth. And get this. The official position of the Italian government right now is if a coronavirus patient is 60 years old or over, can't help you. We're going to help the young people. Here's the headline from the Jerusalem Post. Israeli doctor in Italy, quote, "We no longer help those over 60. Israeli medical doctor Guy Peleg told Israeli television that in northern Italy, the orders are not to allow those over 60 to have access to respiratory machines. And if you get this virus really bad, a respiratory machine is essential. If you're over 60, sorry, we have to let you die. You're not worth saving." This is the health system idolized by many on the left here in America. Is that really the health system that you want? And Nancy Pelosi, in the middle of this crisis, instead of giving us answers, holds a press conference condemning Donald Trump because he wants to turn back Obamacare. Like I said, I think every American should have some anger towards the liberal left in America today. And then this. Bats are not to blame for the coronavirus. Humans are. Yeah, believe it or not, this is a CNN editorial. CNN editorial. And the whole problem is not bats, and it's not even the disease. It's humans, because we have allowed global warming. Yeah, I'm not kidding you. I am not kidding you. China has no responsibility. It's the human race that is to blame. Bats are not to blame. That's the headline. Bats are not to blame for coronavirus. Humans are. And it's a whole article about climate change. What about the plagues of the past? What about the bubonic plague, the black plague? What about those plagues hundreds of years before we knew anything about global warming? Like I said, the liberal left will use any crisis to put forward their political and ideological agenda, and it's shameful. But hey, folks, we can rejoice. God is good. The gospel is going forth. God is in control. Have a wonderful evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.